This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're delicious, delicious, delicious. Yes, yes. If you do, get as many of what you want as what you want. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a bit of a sale going on for video games. We have a little bit of Power World developer news, and we have some Xbox news as well. But today, we begin with Engadget.com because GDC did a survey. And they said that 11% of game developers were laid off last year. Now, the survey was participated by 3,000 game developers and industry professionals. And it said that 11% of the developers were laid off from their positions. And 29% of the survey did say that the direct colleagues were being laid off. Now, that could mean that 14,000 layoffs could have happened last year. But Engadget is thinking that the live service games may be here to stay, even though there was a bad performance with Concord, and Sony did say that they were going to not do any projects for some of the games. So basically, Sony's not going to make some of the games that they planned on, and one was abruptly shut down, which we know is GAS. So, what could happen with those people? Well, it is a new year. They might find something, but you'll find this too. My Nintendo News said that Sega has announced an online account service called the Sega Account. Now, the Sega Account will allow you to play some Sega and Atlus games, and you could also receive some goodies along with some pre-order bonuses for the Sega and Atlus games. So if you want to sign up, you go to sega-account.com. And you should get some special in-game bonuses, such as Dragon Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii. So here's what the site did say. Quote, Sega has launched Sega Account, an online profile that gives you access to host benefits when you play or when playing Sega and Atlus titles and using their online services. By creating a Sega Account, you'll receive the latest news about Sega Atlus games, events, promotions. Additionally, your Sega account grants you access to exclusive bonuses and the ability to link accounts on various gaming platforms. Players who create an account and fulfill specified requirements by March 7, 2025 will receive an in-game bonus for Like a Dragon, Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii, which launches on February 21st. Create a Sega account today so you can take advantage of the various new services and features coming out or coming soon. Too bad they're not there on Sega. Power World. Yep, we're talking about Power World developers because they refused to be baited into the Helldivers 2 comparison. Well, that's because one of the Twitter posts, Anna Asun, which plays on Xbox, said, quote, 1 year later, Power World is still successful, but Helldivers 2 flopped and lost a majority of its players. What do you think PlayStation is a failure at making MP games? Power World peak success was during Xbox console exclusivity, available on Xbox Game Pass. And it did show a screenshot of the concurrent players, where Power World's at 84,000 and almost 85,000, and Helldivers 2's at about 24,000. But Power World's community manager, Bucky, said, I don't like you. Quote, console war baiting in 2025 is beyond stupid. Power World never designed as an exclusively agreement with anyone. Stop using us in your S-word bait tweets. I promise you, no one cares about the foul discourse other than you. And even then, I doubt you do either. End quote. Now, Power World did not make a PlayStation 5 version, and none of the developer games did make any PlayStation games at all, or games that could be crossed over to PlayStation. So, should it go to PlayStation, or should it stay with just Xbox? Because Polygon.com did say that the Xbox Developer Direct will have the game showcased tomorrow, and that'll be at 6 p.m. GMT, 1 p.m. EST. They'll be on the Xbox official YouTube and Twitch channels. So if you want to watch, it will be there. Now, what's going to be there? Well, we will see Doom Dark of Ages, the Dark Ages, and South of Midnight. Avowed will be there too. Well, possibly. Maybe Fable and the Elder Worlds too. But there's one that will be a surprise. So if you want to look, 1 p.m. on Xbox's YouTube and Twitch channels. They're all deep dives. And of course, since we record after that, it'll be up here on the podcast tomorrow. But if you're going to get some games for Xbox, you might want to get some memory for it. Because according to Eurogamer, Xbox is adding an external storage unit. And the one that we're looking at right now is 16 terabytes. And that'll be supported by Xbox consoles. So if you're looking for some more memory and you have an Xbox, that would be for you. Because Xbox did write in a blog post, quote, "We're enabling support for external USB drivers or drives larger than 16 terabytes, so you can be sure your favorite games were always ready to play. Newly formatted drives that are larger than 16 terabytes will be formatted with multiple partitions to utilize all available space for games and apps. This will appear in multiple devices in the storage devices list." End quote. Now the drivers that are greater than 16 terabytes have already been formatted and will not be affected by the change and would need to be reformatted so that way they could be applied to the larger drives for support. But yep, if you want it, Xbox can support it because it could have games like Fortnite to it. Speaking of which, .esports did say that Hank and the gang will be in Fortnite. If you don't know what I'm talking about the show King of the Hill. So you have Hank, Bobby, Peggy, along with other characters as well. Because once again, Fortnite's doing a collaboration, and now they went to Fox and said, "Can we get King of the Hill, please? We would like some people that drink beer, maybe sell some propane tanks." We'll see how they do in Fortnite. By the way, if you want something cheap, PC Games and said the Space Marine 2 could be up there for just $1 because of the Fanatical Mystery Bundle draw. Okay, I'll get out of that. But that's true. It is called the Fanatical Mystery Star Bundle, and you could get a random Steam key for $1. And there is a chance that you could get Space Marine 2. Now, just $1, and there's quite a few games that goes with it, but they're not providing a list. Not Fanatical.com. So if you want to know what they are, you might want to play the game. One mystery key is $1. Five mystery keys, $4.79. 10 keys, $7.49. 15 keys, $10.79. And 20 keys, $13.99. Very cheap. Very, very cheap. Oh, some of the games that are also in there. Metaphor, Refanzando, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver 1 and 2 Remastered, Void Crew, and Dragon Ball Sparking Zero. Sounds good, don't it? Yes, it does. Just remember, tomorrow, Xbox Direct will have the news for you right here. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.